Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
What is truth? In our postmodern world, that sentiment seems to be the prevailing question. The idea of absolute truth, exclusive and solitary, is almost offensive to so many. That there is a right and a wrong, or that something or some worldview is right and another is wrong, seems lost to this generation. The very order of the universe, the very seed of moral conviction, that man seeks a deeper relationship, all point to the reality that there is a moral plumb line, and that plumb line is God. Yet society continues to creep toward the idea that there is no absolute truth. The very statement that there is no absolute truth is in itself a contradiction, to which I would simply ask, is that true? I would claim that every good thing and every concept of perfect comes from a creator God, a God who has revealed himself in the transcendent revelation of Scripture. God's Word, the Bible, is where we can know God, experience God, and understand his loving redemption mission for man, found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. But see, even as postmodern Christians begin to make Scripture adapt to their ideas rather than they adapt to Scripture, the gospel and our view of God continually erodes. It's no wonder that an entire generation questions everything when many Christians themselves refuse to accept the entire revelation of God in the Bible as true. Whether we like it or not, the Bible either is or isn't true in its entirety. There is no halfway. The Bible supports itself, reinforces itself, and proves itself. There is no cut and paste. The same is true with God. He is either all God and holy and righteous, or he is not God at all. There is so much more that is so valuable in the field of apologetics. May I just encourage you to dig in a little deeper toward having a reason for your own faith. Pick up a book by Lee Strobel, Ravi Zacharias, Andy Bannister, Nabil Qureshi, Gary Habermas, and learn why Christianity is the most reasonable worldview and how faith and reason intersect. Having a reason for our faith is biblical. Oftentimes, a reasoned apologetic is a great starter to breaking down walls for the furtherance of the gospel. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that is in us and to do it with love and kindness. Begin your study today.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.